Hey, hockey fans, and welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and this week we're coming to you from Chilliwack and the 6th Bauer BCHL Showcase. The showcase is already complete for some teams like Salmon Arm and West Kelowna, as both those teams finished the event with 4 points. Other teams like the Wenatchee Wild have yet to play, and there are 7 games remaining on the showcase schedule for Saturday and Sunday. We tracked down all our guests this week at the showcase, starting with former Silverbacks captain David Killip, who returns to the team this season as an assistant coach. He spent the last 6 years at Western Michigan University, 3 as a player before injuries got in the way, and 3 more as a graduate assistant coach. The Kelowna native began by talking about getting back to his old surroundings in the BCHL.
It's good to be home of sorts, right? Obviously being right down the road in Kelowna. Salmon Arm became the home away from home when I played, and now it's sort of back to that as well. So it's really nice to be back, and didn't have any plans to leave in Michigan, but that was kind of the spot that when the opportunity came up, I was really excited to take it.
Now, the Silverbacks got off to a bit of a slow start in the regular season, but you come out of the showcase with 4 points. So what kind of clicked into place here at the showcase and maybe wasn't working early on?
I think we played better team defense. I think we limited sort of the grade A chances. Obviously gave up a ton of shots against Surrey, but I think we did a nice job with Nick, allowing him to see pucks and feeling more comfortable. That we sort of hung him out to dry against Penticton. There was a lot of grade A stuff that he had to deal with then, and I think sort of put our goalies on their heels a lot in those first 4 games with really good looks for the other team, and we did a better job shutting that down. Obviously our penalty kill was much better, so team defense was certainly the biggest improvement, I think.
So this is your first chance to be back in the BCHL when the showcase is underway. When you graduated, this event was not in place. So what are your impressions of the showcase?
I think it's great. I think it's great to have sort of that concentrated spot for the scouts to come and really sort of see our league and see the players, and obviously from NHL and college standpoint, certainly there's a lot of players here that we need to be promoting, and we'd like to see, you know, go on to the next level and have success. It's great for future recruitment, great for our league as well, and it's just, you know, it's exciting for the players, especially to kind of kickstart the season for them and really put their best foot forward as far as things go, starting the process with the next level. So I think it's a fantastic event. We were really happy to obviously be a part of it, come down and get 2 regular season wins out of it, and also expose our players to a little bit of that next level as well.
Now, you got to play at Western Michigan University and got to play in probably one of the best college conferences that there is, the NCHC. You got to go to North Dakota, Denver, Nebraska, Miami, Ohio. What do you tell people about your college experience or when they ask you about college hockey?
I mean, I'm a huge believer. Like, at the end of the day, Western Michigan, it's the greatest, I guess, spent 6 years there, but it's really the best sort of time that I've had in my life so far, and got a lot of things done productive-wise from an academic standpoint, from a building sort of your life standpoint, and from a hockey standpoint. It was a huge, huge step for me, and totally a new level that, from a playing career standpoint, it, you know, didn't really blossom as far as where it went from that standpoint, but when you start to think back on it, I'm so happy that I ended up there, and grateful for the opportunity that I had to be a part of things as a player, and then obviously on the staff too. And I really just want, I get in situations where I end up trying to promote college hockey as a whole, but also promote Western Michigan, just because, you know, that's your sort of family. But I want to see as many of our guys be able to make it to that next level, because from a standpoint of hockey development and life development, there's really no better place to do it than on a college campus. And I'm looking forward to sort of building those relationships and setting that up for our guys, because I'm really, really happy that I was able to be a part of it.
Now, as a coach, you got to play under and work alongside Andy Murray, who, you know, a lot of people remember as an NHL coach. And, you know, what do you take from playing under him and working alongside him that you can apply now?
Yeah, obviously very detailed and very very structural, and wants to play fast and has that sort of pro mindset. And I think that's something that myself and Scott Atkinson, our head coach, obviously, you know, he's got a ton of experience at the college level as well. So we sort of view that similarly, where we want our players to really take the next step forward as far as ownership and want them to be treated as much as we can from a resource standpoint, as much as we can like professionals or like they will be in college, because Andy really strived to give us give the players everything that they needed to succeed, and we want to do the same thing here and really try and prepare them for that. And I think that there's a huge sort of growth opportunity for guys when they take that challenge on, and we want to kickstart that, because at the next level that's really what it's all about. So one of the main things I took away from Andy was just how much he really cared about growing players and growing the human beings that were involved in it too. So that's certainly something that I want to add to my portfolio as well.
Salmon Arm Silverbacks assistant coach David Killip. A quick look back at some BCHL news now. This week's BCHL Player of the Week is Powell River Kings forward Carter Turnbull. The Nanaimo product took the nod after posting 7 points in 2 games, both road wins for the Kings. Turnbull had the winning goal plus 3 helpers in a 9-1 victory in Nanaimo Friday, and followed that up with 2 goals and an assist in a 9-7 win in Cowichan Valley. The UConn commit was named second star in both games. Back at the showcase now, it's the second time playing in it for Chilliwack Chiefs forward Tommy Lee. Not yet committed to college, he hopes to catch the eye of an NCAA program this weekend, and says playing in the showcase on home turf offers the Chiefs a chance to put their best on display.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we get to sleep in our own bed. You don't have to travel. And I definitely think, you know, having the crowd there behind you, it's huge, you know. Knowing your surroundings, knowing where you're playing and all the bounces and stuff like that. So it definitely gives you a leg up there.
What about yourself? You're a guy that's, you know, a veteran in the league now, and you've probably talked to a few different college programs, and you know that there's a bunch of people out there watching, but as of right now, you're not committed. So what's your approach to the game when you hit the ice?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you know, you got to be mentally prepared for everything. There's a lot of coaches, a lot of scouts there, but I definitely think the most important thing is just getting the win. It's everything counts here. It's not like an exhibition game, so we're just coming down to it's just another game. So.
Yeah. Yourself being a veteran guy, somebody that's probably looked to provide some offense this year, but it's a different group up front. No Kawaguchi, no Olszewski. So how's that transition coming along for you guys up front?
Oh, I mean, it's tough. You know, they are great players. They are great leaders as well. But, you know, we got William Caverly, who's a great leader as well. And we got some guys that are coming in. Like, you know, we have Ananofsky. We have Pickering, Lombardi. So it's just, like, good guys, you know, new faces. But I definitely think that we're connecting right now. We got a win against Langley, so I think everything's starting to come together a little bit better.
What are the parts of your game that you've gotten feedback on from coaches and people who watch you play, things that they want to see you do better and things you're working on this year?
I definitely think the thing I should work on more is less turnovers and be more confident. And I think that a good thing I've been doing is using my speed. You know, I try to use my speed. I'm a smaller guy, so speed's important, but definitely those are the two big things.
So the Saturday night game here at the Showcase is Chilliwack-Penticton and rematch of last year's finals. So how much have you been looking forward to that one?
You know, it's been on the calendar. It's been circled. So we're pretty excited. You know, we got some fire in our belly, but, you know, we can't look past tonight. Tonight's a pretty important game. But, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to playing Penticton.
Who, besides yourself, amongst the returning guys, is really kind of, you know, pushing the message to the new guys about how important this year is with an RBC Cup coming up for you guys?
I'd definitely say William Caverly. He's our captain. He's already won a TELUS Cup. He was a captain of that team. He knows what it takes to be a leader. Anthony Vincent as well. He won 3 New England championships as a captain, so he knows what it takes to win a championship as well. So I definitely think those two guys are really helping the team.
That's Chilliwack Chiefs forward Tommy Lee. In our final segment of the podcast, we hear from Scott Sandelin, head coach at the University of Minnesota Duluth. The Showcase offers him 2 benefits this season: the chance to find a piece or two for his program, and also the opportunity to watch his son Ryan play for the Penticton Vs. We started by getting his thoughts on how to evaluate players while at events like the Bauer BCHL Showcase.
Well, I think nowadays with the recruiting getting younger, you know, you've seen some of these kids, whether it's in midget or when they're a little bit younger, so you're still tracking them, but it's nice to watch them here as well as, you know, the older players too, because obviously your needs every year change, and, you know, you're here to kind of find what the best players that fit your program, but also, you know, a lot of it's too is kind of watching some of the younger players and seeing how they're developing.
In terms of evaluating, I mean, is it always about the fastest skater or the hardest shot? I mean, what about things like body language or how a player reacts to when something doesn't go right or receives coaching on the bench, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it. I mean, it's, you know, we see the things that we see on the ice. All those things come into play. Obviously, you know, doing a little more homework too on what type of player they are away from the rink. How are they coachable character-wise? You know, obviously academics play a big part too, but I think it's the whole package, and certainly, you know, you can fall in love with a lot of guys on the rink, but you know, again, you want to make sure that at the end of the day, you're getting the right fit. Certainly a player that I think would fit in your program and your culture, and you know, obviously if you have certain needs for positionally, whether it's goalies or forwards or D, you know, you want to make sure that those guys also are a good fit. So it's, I think it's a combination of all that stuff.
Well, one of the neat things about you being here this weekend is you obviously get to watch a ton of hockey and evaluate as a hockey coach, but you get to watch your son Ryan play for the Penticton V's as well. So, you know, when they hit the ice, you kind of got two hats on, a hockey dad and a hockey coach. So how do you handle those?
Just pretty much watch, you know. It's nice. I'm not going to get to see a ton of games, obviously, but, you know, it's nice with being able to watch on the computer. But it's nice to get back up here, saw a few early season exhibition games, and it'll be fun to watch. Obviously, I think they've got a pretty good team. They've had a good start. So, you know, it's always fun to get up here and watch them. But, you know, I'm also, you know, watching some other players too. But it's kind of like you always do. You know, you're probably cussing under your breath what he's doing wrong, and, you know, probably praising him if he does some good things. But it's fun, and I'm excited to see where he's at.
One of the more well-known BC kids that came through the BC Hockey League with the Nanaimo Clippers and came to you, by the name of Jason Garrison, who's from White Rock and obviously familiar to fans in BC because he played for the Canucks. What do you remember about recruiting him, and what do you remember about him as a player in your program?
Well, I think number one, he was always the great skater. Always had that heavy shot. Was probably one of the best conditioned guys. He was very, very strong. I know he was kind of played forward when he was younger, and even in the, I think when he started in this league, got converted to D. And you know, I know one thing when he played for us. Unfortunately, he never played a full year. He was hurt, but you know, physically and mentally, after his 3 years, he was ready to go. And it's great to see him having a lot of success. And you know, I know he started you know, in the American League and paid his dues after signing with Florida, and obviously got the nice contract there with that big year, and you know, now he's in Vegas, so he's moved around a little bit, but it's fun to watch those guys develop as they get older and have success.
You came within a couple goals of a title last year, and I hope I'm not treading on a sore spot here, but you know, what springs to mind when you think about the Frozen Four last year in Chicago, and how hungry is everyone that's coming back?
Well, it was a great experience. I mean, obviously that's the goal of every team, is to have a chance at the end of the year playing in that last game. You know, fortunately we lost to a great team in Denver, team in our league, so it was a good hockey game. We kind of had a little bad stretch there in the second period where they took advantage of it, and we tried to climb back in it. We had a good third period, but we just kind of ran out of time. But, you know, again, it was a good experience, nothing to be ashamed about, but certainly our guys coming back remember that, and hopefully it's a good motivator. And, you know, we got a pretty young team this year too, so hopefully those guys will get an understanding of how hard it is to get there, number one, let alone win. But, you know, hopefully we use that as a little bit of motivation going into this year.
And that's our podcast for this week. Our thanks to Scott Sandelin, as well as to Chilliwack Chiefs forward Tommy Lee and Salmon Arm Silverbacks assistant coach David Killip. Check back with us next week for more news, notes, and features from around the BCHL. In the meantime, you can stay current with the league via bchl.ca, BCHL Live on Twitter, and on Instagram @RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis. Thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you again soon.